Okay, good evening, everybody. And we are resuming after hopefully what was for everyone a very uplifting Pesach. We had stopped really at the end of Malchus, and that's where we're going to pick up, because next week we're on to the fear of Shabbos and then love of Shabbos and then actually some of the malachas of some things you can and can't do on Shabbos. So this is actually, it's the end of what we did, but really a good beginning to pick up after Pesach. Says Rav Pinkus, "Umi'ata masha Shabbos nikras yom hashvi." Shabbos is called yom hashvi, like we say in Kiddush, yom hashvi. It's the seventh day, and as we elaborate upon, seven is the midah, is the attribute of malchus, of kingship. As we discussed, it's the lowest of the ten spheres, but the spheres are chabad. The way Hashem, so to speak, interacts with the world is the Chachma Bina Vedas, the Chabad, or the word you switch it, Kachab, Keser, Chachma Bina. But the seven lower ones is how, on our plane, those the top three are called Meichen, way above us. Seven lower ones, Chagat, Nehi, and then Malchus is number seven. It's seven. It's actually the kingship of how Hashem interacts in our physical material world, which is connected to the spiritual world. And he says, Kamosha Hispire, as I elaborated upon Ba'arichas at length in the beginning of Chelik Aleph, we were talking about Malchus. And very briefly, Hanu Giloi Kvodis Baruch, that Malchus kingship is the revelation of the greatness of Hashem in our world. In our world, in the world that we walk and live and talk and breathe in. Maha Yisur Malchus, what did we discuss there? Maha Megalis Kvoidei Sparach Be'olam, that Hashem is, that the essence of Malchus is the manifestation of Hashem's greatness in this world, and the Yisoid of Chiddush, that Hashem is constantly creating the world. U'mi'atza ha'olam v'chol asher bo, and our world, the world that we live in, and everything that's in it, every little thing that's in it, having Mekadesh Hashem, and because of the Malchus, everything in this world could be sanctified for Hashem and connected to Hashem, sometimes by not partaking in it, things which are forbidden. U'makom hashras hashchina, and this world is the makom hashras hashchina, v'hashchina kedusha, ha'nechneset tech ha'olam b'rav hojo v'nerasa, and when does that shchina in all of its glory come down? Really, it's Shabbos. And when we have that connection on Shabbos, it makes the rest of the week. Lorach shemi'ira b'toicha olam. And it's not just on Shabbos that when we recognize and we appreciate and we then get a little view of the greatness of Hashem, does it enlighten this whole world? It's a very dark world without Hashem. It's a, you know, we're just talking briefly before the shir about the world we live in. If you're a Jew who believes, actually this, everything that's going on should actually strengthen our beliefs. If we don't, Klal Yisrael doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense, so to speak. And Hashem's constantly watching over us. It gives us a little bit of a taste what it meant to live 80, 100 years ago, and yet we're here, and we're millions of Jews are in Israel, and there's a thriving of Torah despite lots of enemies and lots of rationality that surrounds us, right? But the more we see Hashem, the world is light. Everything is light. It gives meaning to everything in our world. It gives understanding to everything in the world, not just the trees and the plants and the water and the skies, the firmament, which it does, but it's existentially to everything in the world. What we're here for, what we're doing, everything else, and we know that we're connected to Hashem, and there's a melech of the world, is very different. But it's not just in the physical world. Right? It surrounds the world, which is the metaphysical world, the spiritual world, and it fills it. We could come to a recognition, understanding on Shabbos that really, there's nothing really that's intrinsically true in this world but Hashem. There is nothing that's really intrinsically true in this world but Hashem. That's Ein Oid Mavado. V'hakol, and everything that exists, is Mekoyach V'yachol. It's only because Hashem grants that existence. Shebirega Shemeskale, Chiddush Ha'olam. And when we understand this, we discuss and elaborate right before Pesach, the Chiddush Ha'olam, that the world has a beginning. That Hashem, not just that everything was crafted in the beginning of time, right? Not that this was a soup, that a cosmic soup, so to speak, that Hashem created the world, but that literally the entire world has a beginning. When we say the Chiddush Ha'olam, as we discussed, we also understand that there's a yichud, that everything is, there's nothing but for Hashem. It's only, there's a oneness of the world. And also we elaborate and discussed that the Hashem is the Melech HaKavod who's in this world. Who gam can, how do we, when do we connect that? When do we see that? It's Shabbos. Hayois, why should be mukach mechadish davar? We discussed that when the world is created, yesh mi'ayin, something from nothing. In other words, not merely that God took materials, but literally that everything is created from Hashem, as discussed, which means that there is not only a beginning, that there is Hashem is predates and pre the world. The davar yesh mi'ayin yim ses metzias hadavar korega rega bechadash. Actually, I'll just tell you parenthetically, on Pesach, I spoke more than once. One of the topics I spoke about was actually inspired by the show. I was talking about Shabbos Chol Hamoed on Pesach, and I was talking to, actually I spoke to Shul, so the groups, so I said that it's an interesting thing that the creation, of course, tells us that there's a creator of the world. But when you come to Mitzrayim, which is the first of the Ten Commandments, I'm Hashem, your God, who took you out of the land of Egypt. What we really say is that the world has a purpose, and Hashem is, there's Hashgacha Pratis, there's divinity in the world. So I asked the following question, and it's a longer discussion, very briefly. Why then do we still have to mention on Shabbos creation? When we make Kiddush, we mention the creation of the world, and we mention that the leaving from Egypt. Why then is creation? Once you have Pesach, once you have Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim, once you understand, you see Yamsuf, you see the Makas, you get to Har Sinai, and you see Hashem is involved in the world. And it means that everything that you and I and the Jewish people and our families, there is a purpose. There's a rhyme, there's a reason, there's divine, there's, Hashem's involved in everything. So then why do we always have to remember the creation of the world? Why is that so integral once we see Yetzias Mitzrayim? Just mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we know the world has a creator. We get it. But it's really what we discussed. Because it's not just, like, look at your life and my life. I discussed it specifically on Pesach. We understand that everything we're given is from Hashem. And therefore, everything that we have, our nature, our nurture, the experiences is for us, for our best. Now we choose, there's a GPS in life, and depending on how we choose, that's where we'll end up. But at every moment, the tests we have are our best. Our starting point is what Hashem wanted us to be in this world. So we know Hashem's guiding us in this world, and we have to choose correctly. But guess what? You know what? We know what Bereishis reminds us about every single Shabbos? Hashem is always recreating the world. So you can say, and I can say, you know what? I can improve, I can do whatever, but I am who I am. I'm stuck a little bit because I do have a certain reality which I cannot change. Bereishis, creation, it's not that just Hashem's involved in the world. He's constantly recreating the world. We can recreate ourselves in the process. You don't, who we are today, what we have to be today, doesn't have to be what we are yesterday, because the world itself is constantly created. That's what Bereishis says. Not only does Hashem take everything that's there and guide us, but He recreates the world. So something we discussed at length, what Shabbos teaches us. Hashem creates the world not only from Yesh Ma'ayin, as Metzias Hadavar, the world, not only in the beginning of time, but Chorega Rega B'Chalash. Every moment, every moment, it's kind of like Lahav the Aleph Alfois, the screen, the Zoom that you're watching me, there's a constant is a constant electric flow. If it gets cut off, we're not anymore. Right? The electric constantly got to go. God's constantly giving the world yeshmiayin sustenance. He's constantly giving it, so to speak, the electric flow to get the world and everything in the world mechadish. That's really what Shabbos reminds us and teaches us from the beginning of time to our time, that the whole world, the malchus of this world itself, as we discussed, and something that's constantly new, it's only Bar Hashem. And everything, it's intrinsic thing, is Ratzon HaBayir Shekach V'Dibros Kadsho Olav. And it's Dibra Kadsho Olav. By the way, I just wanted to just go back. That's why as Yidden, you have to always remember, it's, you know, Rabbi, very often people feel they're stuck. I hear people, whether they're in their marriage, with their family, with their own self, we are never stuck. Shabbos Pesach reminds us, both of them, that we're never stuck. We can always recreate ourselves because we are in Hashem's world. And we the truth is, we are stuck if we're only in the world of nature. But when we connect to Hashem, Eimazal Yisrael, we are never, ever stuck. Just, you know, again, we had discussed before about the Jewish people. The Jewish people are never stuck. Never, ever bet against Jewish people. We are never, ever stuck. In one moment, things can change, like, you know, instantaneously. In one moment, you know, and that's all of Jewish history. We're never stuck. And as individuals, we're never, ever stuck as well. And by the way, in Shabbos, really should give us that understanding. And that connection to Hashem, everything that happens, so it's only from Hashem. Hamamsa Soibay Sregel, who gives the world life, spiritual life, the spark of life at every single second. I mean, Yasser Hashkachasim, I love it. Hashem would take away His divine providence. The Regba Talabitz Yusuf Kal would immediately disappear. Nimsa Shuim Huchai. You and I who are alive, Baruch Hashem, in this world. So like Hashem wants us alive. And when a person goes, because Hashem says, that's time to go. And if you go to the right of our life, or the left of our life, not politically, but in our right or left, right? Don't go to the left. We know that Hashem rules over everyone. And that's what Shabbos, every Shabbos, we discuss actually that Kiddush and Ve'echulu at length, how we're supposed to view. By the way, it's worthwhile, if you have the time, to review some of the lectures we gave previously, because the Yesodis, the fundamentals are so important. But that's what Shabbos teaches us and edifies us and uplifts us and transforms us. Shabbos is supposed to be transformative, not just a catch-up in sleep, and a way to gain some weight and to eat some good food and to spend some quality family time and community time. All those are very nice things, except for the gaining of the weight. But it's supposed to be spiritually transformative. V'amru Chazal. Next point. V'amru Chazal. The Talmud says in Masechta Shabbos, Tractate Shabbos, Kufiyot Tes 119. Call anybody hamispal be'erev Shabbos, that davens an erev Shabbos. When you come into Shabbos, you come out Shabbos. You bring in Shabbos and you say Ve'achulu, which is how we finish Maariv. Shnei Malach Rasharis. There are two angels, which of course we recognize in Shalom Aleichem. Shnei Malach Rasharis Hamalvin L'Adam. These two angels that escort you, spiritual angels, that escort you. Manichin Yadeim Al Roisho. Of course you can't see it, but they put their hands, so to speak, whatever that means, on your head. Ve'oimrim, and they said, the Talmud says, Visar avaynecha, and your sin is removed, chatasecha techaper, and your aveiros are atoned for. By the way, the Zohar in more than one place emphasizes the atonement of Shabbos, of keeping Shabbos correctly. Is not only is it the purification of Shabbos. Says Rav Pinkus v'habir, and to elucidate this, shekvar hagidu, Chazal, our sages told us. The Talmud says when a person sins, when a person makes a mistake, when a person rebels against Hashem, remember every sin is at some love or rebellion against Hashem. It could be a careless rebellion. The person wasn't thinking correctly. Wasn't his standard of care, her standard of care was not particularly high. Could be chas v'shalom, really a person didn't care at that moment. They just wanted to do what they wanted. And that would be obviously a more serious rebellion. Ein adam oiver aver, but anyone who sins, it's the only reason they sin, elim ken nichas baruch shtas. It's because they no matter how a person doesn't know of Hashem, a person doesn't know Hashem is a blind bat in this world. That's a different topic. We're talking a person knows better, an observant, otherwise observant person, or a person who's knowledgeable, a person who's knowledgeable. Why would they sin? They know there's Hashem in this world. Why in the world would you sin for a moment of pleasure, of a moment of to vent your frustration, or a moment of sick enjoyment to speak Lashon Hara? Why in the world would a person be so foolish to sin? Says the Talmud, Ein adam oivra avelim ken nechas baruch shtos, a person only sins if they enter them a spirit of foolishness. Umaya shtos, what is this shtos? What is this foolishness? Zeh shechayte v'chayshev she'efshar be'etzem lasos neger tzadosh baruch. It's a person thinks that they can do what Hashem doesn't want them to do and get away with it. Sheish chash v'shalom mokum panoi. When a person thinks it's okay, God loves me, I can do whatever I want, or you know, I'm in Florida. Florida is like, you know, I'm on vacation, you know, I can take a vacation from Hashem for a little bit also. Hawaii, wherever the person may be. Take a vacation from Hashem. I can a little bit of vacation, I'll lower my standards. Or I'm traveling, you know, kosher is a little harder. What are you, crazy? And there you find the essence of sin. But when a person is aware, there's no part of the world where Hashem is not involved, it was Hashem's. Right? In Hawaii, in a hotel room, in Florida, on vacation, in the office, when somebody's tempting, when there's something's illicit, when you're upset, now you talk to a person, there's Hashem there also. Right? When you're in shul and you want to listen to a conversation, whatever it may be, is if the person only sins when they forget there's Hashem, they don't feel Hashem, they don't see Hashem. But we just discussed that Shabbos is a reminder that everything in the world is Hashem's world. And everything is created by Hashem. V'im ken, therefore, a person who's keeping Shabbos, acknowledging Shabbos, saying, davening on Shabbos, saying, Hashem, this is your world. This is the world that you created. And you praise Hashem. And you say, Ve'chulu. And Hashem stopped. And the stopping tells us that there was a beginning, as we discussed before Pesach. Vayechu, he stopped the creation. It wasn't something, he stopped creating going into Shabbos. When a person says that, Gam Kol Atzmus Sha'adim with Tishbach, what they're really recognizing that him or her and all their life is all from Hashem. Ve'echin Yitzchachen, and if we're saying everything's from Hashem, that's what we're saying, keep Shabbos. That's what we're announcing, we're proclaiming, that's what we make Kiddush. What we're saying, and that everything in the world is constantly created from Hashem. And that's what Shabbos reminds every single Jew. That is what the essence of Shabbos. And that Hashem is Melech of the world. It's King of the world. It's Hashem's world. Not just Hashem is the king, a human king. It is literally everything Hashem's world. So therefore, how can you go against Hashem? It's incongruous what you just said. If we understand that, like, we don't exist, it's all, I can't, right? Nimsa shebe'et, the moment when a person says, vayechulo, and Hashem stops, and the whole world is Hashem's, at that moment where they say vayechulo, hari hezeh hakara, right? If they actually think about what they're saying, by the way, the person stops and thinks about Kiddush every Friday night, it should be a moment. I think today they have like a mindfulness movement, right? Be mindful. It would be a great time to be very mindful by Kiddush. Perfect timing. It's mindful of life itself, right? It's a good time to stop and think what you're saying. And I know Yitzhak Fagan's on here. He reads his interlinear Siddur. It's a good deal for a lot of people to actually understand what Kiddush is and to stop and think about the words. When a person says Ve'achulu, whether they're being makir, they're recognizing Yichudi Hashem Yisparuk, the oneness of Hashem. Shlo Yitzhak and Klal, when you're at that moment, there's no way you're sinning. Shlo Yitzhak and Klal, Lassus Neger Ritzeno, that is, that removes a person from sin. So when a person says, Vayechulu, the Malachim say, you're not sinning. You recognize Hashem. You have the understanding of what life is and that who you are. And this is Hashem's world. You're not, were you, like, kind of like in Yom Kippur. When you say Vidoy, when a person confesses Yom Kippur, at that moment they would never sin. They're confessing, and at that moment they would never sin. At the moment of Shabbos, you know shtus. There's no greater tshuva therefore than that. That's what the Talmud's saying. Shemadik atzmo, clean yourself. But again, you have to understand what you're saying. Appreciate what you're saying. Lahavana v'hakara, to understanding and to knowledge shachit, that really what sin is. This is so important. Sin is the opposite of existence. You know, again, when it's not, we're not talking about the world to come over here, but very briefly, mitzvahs. Connection, savsa, connection, Hashem's command, is not, it's also a connection. It connects to eternity, foreverness. If that's not really a word, but for eternity, right? Sounds good, foreverness, right? Because it's true. It's the essence of connection. Sin is the opposite. That's what it's death. It's death in this world, and it's death in the eternal world. Sin is the opposite of Hashem. When you're going against the essence of the world itself, right? So a person thinks they'll have some sick, perverted pleasure with something when they're not supposed to, or some eat, or do, or act, or talk to a person, you know, in a certain way, that is death itself. Right? It's spiritual death because it's the opposite of what this world is. This is Hashem's world. How in the world? It's only because of shtus. You don't say it. Or Mela, but on Shabbos, when you say the Yechul, you're Zeichel and Mechil, it's because you recognize that all that's not real. That's death. That's eternal death. Whereas connection to Hashem is eternal life. And if you're Zeichel, the person who has that is Zeichel to Mechil, to a atonement for the sin. Third point and last point for tonight. And then next week we're going to go on to the fear of Shabbos. Fear of Shabbos sounds scary, but it's actually an amazing thing. So stay tuned. V'chen Masha Hisbar Le'el. But Masha Shoyne Shabbos. And we also explained previously that Shabbos is very different from every other Jewish holiday. From the Pesach and Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkot. All of the Yom Tovim, all of the holidays, Yeshvam Gavim Yuchad, a specific, unique aspect of Kedusha, of holiness, of Yavoda, of service, of Kiyama Mitzvahs, of keeping Mitzvahs, Ko'echad Kefi Inyano Hamicha, each Yom Tov, each holiday, according to its specific thing. Aval Shabbos, it's not like Pesach, you have Matzah and you have Amunah, it's not like Sukkah Yisina, Sukkah Yishekalulov, not like Shavuos, we have to focus on Kabbalah's Torah, not like Purim, which we do. We read the Megillah, we give Hashachmas, we get, etc. Shabbos it has it's not specific that I'm going to get this level of Amuna or Kabbalah's Torah. What the essence of Shabbos, and we said this before, that why Shabbos is a source of all blessing. It's because it's a revelation of Kedusha Hashem Yisparach Bo'olam. It's a time where the whole of creation, all of the world, all of the happenings of the world, all of the nature of the world, the physiology, so to speak, of the world, is a revelation of Hashem. U'me'ata mizbarim ha'dvarim. Right, and now it's clear from Nesha Mitzias Shabbos, that the essence of Shabbos and keeping Shabbos is not monopoly. It's not monopoly that person once asked me. No, the essence of Shabbos is the revelation of Chiddush Olam, revelation that Hashem, it's that the world has a beginning, the world has a creator, and there's a oneness, and there's a king of the world. And we're in Hashem's world. Shabbos is Gila Hashem Yisparach Ba'atzmo, but otherwise it's a revelation of Hashem Himself. She'eino Mavadar is nothing but Hashem. There's nothing that matters but Hashem. Nimus is the Gufa Mahusa Shal Shabbos. It's the essence of Shabbos. Shemiskala Ba'olun that Shabbos reveals to the world Ein Oyin Mavadar. There is nothing but for Hashem. Umanifla. And how wondrous it is Shabbos on Shabbos. You would think for men, again, men who need tefillin and therefore obligated it, it's not a time where it's tefillin. You think Shabbos, you would wear tefillin. Tefillin is from the holiest things that you can do. A person doesn't wear tefillin, it's a very serious sin. Right? That's why all these Chabad Shluchim are going around putting on tefillin people. It's a great thing. Because the karkach, the lamunach of tefillin, to a head to put on tefillin, it is a lack of serious kedusha. On Shabbos of all times, we don't put on tefillin. Because we know that there's an echa, there's two ones, there's two Shem Hashems. One you put on your head, right, on your moyach, and one you put on your leg, because on your arm facing your heart, that you should be makif is klal metzias kulo, as the Talmud says, not necessary on Shabbos. Why? Because it's Shabbos itself is that. Shabbos itself is that ois. Shabbos itself is that sign, is that symbol which reminds us. We don't need to fill it on our head and our heart. We're surrounded by Shabbos. We don't need actual props, so to speak. They're mitzvahs with tremendous kedusha, but we don't need a shofar on Shabbos. We don't need matzah on Shabbos. Shemaos hamitzvahs, the maos of mitzvahs, is la harbus of kedusha adikas. Again, I call it proper chalila, the mitzvahs of kedusha, which we are the greatest beneficiaries of. But the etzim, the things that allow us to connect to Hashem and to be inspired and to bring us up. But Shabbos, the whole essence of Shabbos is exactly that. The Shabbos as shemaim atzmam, the heavens, the world says koyd kel va'aretz v'kol asher bo. And everything in the world is hoifech l'kedusha on Shabbos. And everything, so to speak, keeping all of Shabbos is a chefetz shel mitzvah. V'zeh ma she'amru ha-kadmonim. That's what the early sources say. That is Shabbos, that the world goes up. It's a different world. The weekdays are a different reality than Shabbos itself. She'olam atzmo olam miskadosh b'kedusha. The world itself is more halig. The world itself is more holy on Shabbos. El yoyin aliyas merkava l'shchina kedusha. Should be a merkava. It's so to speak the chariot, the divine chariot, the spirituality of the shchina. V'akol mikoyv gilik chiddush ha'olam. Shayidei kach. And through this misparer, which come to kol metzias v'rachon Hashem. Everything is that everything in this world is what Hashem wants, and there's nothing in this world but Hashem. That ends really this whole beginning of Malchus and oneness and the different aspects of it. Next week in Chiddush HaOlam, that the world has God stopped creating the world, which shows that everything is created by Hashem, not just the taken from material. That ends this. And from now on, really, the Sefer, we're going into some of the details, the love of Shabbos, the moon on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, fear of Shabbos, davening Kabbalah Shabbos, sings mirrors on Shabbos, etc. But this is a prerequisite to know what Shabbos is itself, to know the power of Shabbos, the kedusha of the Shabbos, the obligation of Shabbos, the opportunity of Shabbos, to be mindful of it and to be that Shabbos should be a transformative moment for all of us. And if we do that, not only do we get our mechilas avinus, we're different people, we're different yidden, as we discussed from the beginning. And the next few weeks, we're going to dive into some of the different ways we can now apply the things we learned. Okay, so we wish everyone a good Shabbos, Besuras Tovas, and we'll come back to Hashem next week.